The Ghanaian private sector has been challenged to focus more on manufacturing. Whilst there has been significant growth in mining, agriculture and construction, the manufacturing sector this year recorded only 1.2% growth. Vice President John Mahama threw the challenge at the 51st Annual General Meeting of the Association of Ghana Industries, AGI, in Accra. He also urged the Ghanaian private sector to seek joint ventures with foreign investors. A report by Pascaline Adadevo.
The 51st Annual General Meeting of the Association of Ghana Industries, AGI, is the climax of this year's Industrial Week celebrations. Vice President John Mahama acknowledged that one of the major concerns of industry is access to reliable energy. He announced that by next year, 6 ECG primary substations in Accra and Tema will be completed. Other facilities will also be upgraded to improve energy distribution within the Accra-Tema metropolis. He challenged the AGI to develop more suggestions about how government can skew its power of procurement in favor of the indigenous private sector.
Our economy has seen this year significant growth in services, in mining, in agriculture, and in construction. Still, the growth in manufacturing is unacceptable, standing at 1.9%. We must accelerate growth in manufacturing if we are to create a sustainable basis for this economy. We can't continue to rely only on foreign direct investment to accelerate the growth of our economy. We must trust in our local private sector and do everything we can to make it grow. We are committed to developing a local content policy for the whole economy in order to significantly enhance the level of participation of Ghanaians in our economy.
Vice President Mahama said government will push for the Ghana Stock Exchange to create an alternative market with simple rules of entry for SMEs to list on the stock market. He said as part of developing a local content policy for the whole economy, the Minister of Energy has secured an 80 million Ghana Cedi credits facility from local banks for the procurement of conductors and cables from local manufacturers. The president of the Association of Ghana Industries, Nana Uso Afari, commended governments, particularly the Minister of Trade and Industry, for spearheading the development of the private sector strategy phase 2. He said the challenge, however, is with how the policy and the local competitiveness bill will be implemented to achieve private sector development. Nana Uso Afari noted that for the past years, access to credit has been the major constraint to business development, considering the high interest rates charged by banks. He challenged government to reflect on whether the universal banking concept has worked for the country. For Radio Ghana, Pascaline Adadevo, Accra.